Pacific Naidu, East Coast Radio.
So, you know, every Tuesday we do this little segment.
Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
A parent hits producer Sihle up at sihle@ecr.co.za. They tell us a little bit of a situation they're in. It could be around their kid, maybe another parent, and you weigh in on the situation. I'm not a parent, so this is good practice for one day if I ever do decide to become one. And also you, as a kid, can also weigh in. I got a message while producer Sihle forwarded on the email to me, and it's from Mike in Newcastle. Mike goes, "How's it, Vic? So this week, I got a letter from my toddler school saying that they are disinfecting the premises and they'll be ready to welcome back kids to school in the next 3 weeks.
Ooh.
I'm not sure about sending my daughter back to school, but she's going to be starting grade one next year and I don't want her to get left behind. What should I do?" Mike in Newcastle. Well, Mike, firstly, I'm going to say if you do get left behind, it's not the end of the world. It's okay. Right now, do I get left behind or do I put my child's health at risk? I'm not sure. Not judging if you have sent your kid to school, but it's a very big decision to make. And I worry for parents who have to decide this, you know? Put your kid in the line of fire. We're living in unprecedented times. We need to hear from you. 061-792-9495. And then I'll present the findings to Mike in the next few. Should Mike send his kid back to school? Are you ready to send your kid back to school? Why? Why not?
Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
Mike hit up producer Sihle, and he wants your advice and your help. Mike in Newcastle says, "How's it, Vic? I got a letter from my toddler school saying that they are disinfecting the premises and they'll be ready to welcome back kids to school next week. I'm not sure what to do, but she is starting grade one next year and I do not want her to get left behind. What should I do?" So we got a couple of messages, Mike. Evelyn made a very good point. She says her kid is in grade one now. And at this point, I'm not sending her back. I would rather teach her from home. She can always repeat the grade, but not a life. Maggie says she has four kids. The eldest is in grade 7, and her grade 7-year-old is grade 7. I don't know how old that is. What, like? Okay, not a math lesson. She's back at school for 3 weeks now. So far, so good. The school is making sure to keep all the kids safe. But Maggie says to you, Mike, go to the school yourself and ensure that it's safe, because every school is different. And Karusha is a teacher.
"Hi Vic, hope you're doing well today. So about this whole situation, so I'm a teacher in a primary school, and if I have to advise the dad, I will tell him not to send his kid back to school. Just because there's been so much infections in school around my area, there's been, I think, plus minus over 10 schools that closed due to the number of infections, and my school was actually closed for 14 days and it reopened. So I think the risk factor is very high. So I would advise him to just look at other ways in keeping his child busy at home, like online teaching or, you know, stuff like that for this year, because the safety of kids is of utmost importance. Thank you."
All right. And Mike, not to scare you also, I mean, you've been listening to the news, you've been watching the news, and you know, you have to always be careful what you take from it. But facts are facts. Some schools have gotten outrageous numbers of kids infected. Hit us up. What should Mike do? I mean, you're not telling him what to do, but you're giving him some advice. 061-792-9495. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Vic hanging out with you till 4 o'clock. Happy Tuesday. And we are in the middle of Ask a Parent. It's our every Tuesday thing, and we ask you to get involved.
Ask a Parent on East Coast Radio.
Now, I understand that lots of us are in panic mode about the times we're currently living in. You know, we get told a lot about the coronavirus, and rightfully so. You should be concerned because it's spread easily. There are many other things in this world that could kill you. But yes, it's never an easy decision when you have to put your kid's life at risk. And that's Mike's problem today. Mike sent me a letter, an email rather, and he is unsure about what to do regarding his kid who needs to go back to school, because the nursery school said that they've now sanitized and his kid can come back. But he's worried because if he doesn't send his child back, then she could skip a grade. It's amazing to see all the messages coming through, people saying, I am not going to risk my child's life. Spindile said that her child is in grade 8 and she's not going to send her kid back to school. She doesn't want to risk her life. She doesn't want to put her in danger. And even a child cries when they talk about going back to school. Belinda says they don't have any kids, but if she did have a kid, she doesn't see what the big deal, especially when you could just do school online. Deshni says that she thinks kids should go back only next year. Even if they repeat the grade, she would rather have him repeat the grade than put his life at risk. Cindy's got the tea.
My advice is follow your heart. It's your decision against your children. If you feel it's unsafe, then you don't send your children to school. You can't take other people's advice because everybody has a different opinion on it. Everybody has a different viewpoint on it. If you're happy with teaching your child at home and he can learn at home or she can learn at home, then keep him at home and teach him, especially grade one. But there is a question that I'd like to pose to people is, when do you think it's safe to send your child back to school? Because this virus is going nowhere. It's going to be here for a long, long time.
Scary thought. And also, facts, Cindy.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.